Shadows of Sounds by Alex Gray.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Alex Gray was born and educated in Glasgow. She has worked as a folk singer, a visiting officer for the Department of Social Security, and an English teacher. She has been awarded the Scottish Association of Writers Constable and Pilochry trophies for her crime writing. Married with a son and daughter, she now writes full-time. This novel is dedicated to John and Suzanne with love. Even the quietest of nights are never silent. Hear their shadows of sounds. From Sounds and Silences by Norman McCaig. Overture. The man at the back of the upper circle sat gnawing his fingernails and concentrating on the unbroken shadow cast by the proscenium. Nothing could go wrong, surely. He'd thought of everything. All the details had been double-checked. The musicians, who were only coming on for the second half, knew exactly when to be on stage. It had been made quite clear during the rehearsal that there would be no sloping off to the bar until after the performance. The orchestra manager had driven home that point. So why the hell hadn't the lights in the concert hall been dimmed? The programme was already 10 minutes late in starting. He bit a flake of skin from his index finger. It was hard and waxy between his teeth. With an effort of will, the man wrenched his gaze from the wings to the musicians on stage.